Okay, it's summer. We have a beautiful day out there today. Like I said, the kids are off of school, back from college, and it's Father's Day. So let's have some fun. I would like to invite anybody between the age of 10 and 15 to stand up. 10 and 15 to stand up. Thank you. Let's play a game. I'm going to give you a question. And if you know the answer to the question, don't shout it out. Just raise your hand. Okay? Actually, this is sort of like the game that I'm giving you the answer, you got to give it back to me sort of in a question. Are you ready? All right, you guys ready? All right, here we go. I want you to fill in the blank here. It says, "Our Father, who art in heaven, blank be thy name." If you know the answer to this question, raise your hand. Good. All right, what's the answer? Hallowed be thy name. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to give you a little St. Dominic for this little prize. Thank you. Now, extra credit for somebody who knows what the word hallowed means. What do you think it means? Blessed means holy. It means something like that. Hallowed comes from the Old English. It means holy, and we still use it in our vocabulary because of something that we use in some that word in some other way. We use it to celebrate a holy day of obligation on November 1st, which is called All Hallows Day. But you guys probably celebrate the day before called All Hallows Eve or Halloween. So that's why we still use that word. You can please sit down. Thank you very much. I'm glad. I wanted to point that out to you because earlier this week in Jeopardy, they asked that very question. They said, fill in the blank. Our Father who art in heaven, blank be thy name. You had three contestants that had to be really smart to be on Jeopardy. None of them knew the answer. They had no idea. They just looked blankly back at them. Now, I'm bringing that up because I talked a few weeks ago I sat here and talked to you about that we're kind of living in a pagan culture. And I couldn't think of a better example than what I heard about at Jeopardy. Here you have intelligent people that know, and they didn't even know, the most important prayer, probably on this planet that we hear to see. Yet we're called in that world to bring the good news. And it's hard to bring good news when people think that what you believe is superstitious or they have no idea at all about what you believe. And as I sat here a few weeks ago, I said, we have to develop a counterculture to that world. We have to develop something else to that world. We got to offer them something else. And our readings sort of tell us that that's what we're supposed to do. We're called in that world to bring the good news. But it's hard to bring the good news to someone when they think that what you're bringing them is not anything real, but just a hobby of yours. And in our readings today, it tells us, God says, that the laborers are few, and we need to go out. Today's reading tells us that the first reading told us we're precious possessions of God. that he values us special. And the second reading, like I said, tells us that we are to go out. And if we are to go out, how are we supposed to do that? When I talk to most people, they balk at sharing their faith because they're afraid that they're going to have to defend like complicated Catholic doctrines or dogmas, like explain this to me. And they think they don't have the theological background, so they keep their faith close to them. They don't want to share it. They don't want to spread it. But if anything from this Jeopardy show showed me, it was that we are dealing with a culture that doesn't even know the Our Father prayer. We're not dealing with complicated decisions or complicated doctrines or dogmas that they need to have. It's something as simple as prayer. Any cultural change that we want to make can't be something that's like difficult. It can't be a manifesto. It can't be a bunch of thesis. It can't be a complicated book. It's got to be something that we all can do, something simple that we all can do, like pray. And so this is something that I'm asking you to do. Really, I'm asking two things for you to do. The first is your work, and the second is the work of the Holy Spirit. The first thing I want you to do is spend some time alone with God. Just sit in his presence until you feel what a special possession you are. How he knows you, how he's called you, how he's with you, how he directs you, so that your heart is infused with his love, and know that you are special to God. That's the first thing I want you to do. Spend some time alone with him until you feel that in your hearts. The second thing I want you all to do is to memorize and have at your ready the following phrase. Would you like to pray about that? Would you like to pray about that? And especially for fathers who like to fix things. If you're asked something, even if you could fix it, I want you to keep in your repertoire, would you like to pray about that? I'll accept permutations of that, such as, do you mind if I pray with you about that? Or would you like to pray right now about that? I'll accept those. And I know some of you are saying, well, I do that already. I'm already doing that. What, is that all you're asking? There is others. There's a lot more to a cultural change. But the first thing is to do something simple that everyone can do, and that's everyone can pray. I want you to ask someone that question when you've been offered their tribulations, their sufferings, their trials, their good news. They have good news to tell you, and you say, would you like to pray about that? If they've had a death, a divorce, a new diagnosis, anything that somebody comes to you with, their distress, and you say, would you like to pray about that? That's all I'm asking. And after that, let the Holy Spirit take it from there. Because the next thing will happen is that the Holy Spirit will give you the next thing to say. And it might be some profound group of words, might be something that you'll think, well, where did that come from? Or it might be something as simple as Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And believe it or not, that might have been the first time that person ever heard that.